Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Yud Aleph, the 11th mitzvah. The Isser, as the Chinuch calls it, Shelo Yimatzei Chametz Birshutenu BePesach. There shouldn't be chametz found in our shus on Pesach. This mitzvah is a team with the other Isser, which is in mitzvah Chaf, which B'ezras Hashem will get to in 9 shiurim from now, and that is Bal Yera'eh. We always say them together, Bal Yera'eh o Bal Yimatzeh. You can't see or have chametz in your shus, but the Chinuch, following the Rambam, counts it as two separate Averos. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Yimatzei Chametz Birshusenu Kol Yemei HaPesach. We shouldn't have chametz. Chametz should not be found in my Rishus all of Pesach. Shene'emar Shiv'as Yamim Sa'ar Lo Yimatzei Bevateichem. 7 days Sa'ar should not be found in your house. The Rambam adds in when he says this, Afilo Lo Yehenire, even though it's not seen. Because this is separate. This is Lo Yimatzei. This is not Lo Yira'eh. Even if it's not seen, one still violates if it's in my house and I didn't sell it and I wasn't mevatel it. If it's real, bona fide chametz in my house, then I violate this Isser. Ubi'eru chachamina zechonim levracha, and Chazal say, lav dafka beso, ela kol shebershuso. Lav dafka, a person's house, even though that's what it says in the pasuk, Lo Yimatzei Bevateichem, but anywhere in my rishus. There is a Ramban on Parshas Bo, where the Ramban says on this pasuk that maybe on a d'oraisa level, it's only if it's in your house or in your boundaries physically. What if you have chametz that is somewhere else in the world? Your friend is holding on to the chametz for you. Or it's somewhere else, but it's yours. Says the Ramban, based on a medrash, maybe that is not included in the Issa d'oraisa, because it's batechem. V'lamanu min abraisa azu, says the Ramban, shlo izharnu min haTorah ela shlo nekayim chametz shalonu birshusenu, bein bebatenu, bein begvulenu. Aval im hifkanu oso biyad goy, if I gave my chametz to a guy to watch, ain anu over mala b'bayir rabbi yimatzei v'chein adavar. And this is true. Shem lo tomar kein al chametz shelo over b'chol makom. Afilu hifkida b'yad gavim v'nesayam v'al shel nachri and over la filu beisos she Yisrael. What would be the point of saying batechem and bigvulecha? Says the Ramban. So it must be that the d'oraisa is only in my house, in my gvul. Midivrei sofrim hutzrach ulevar chametz shalanu mikol makom. Midrabanan, we have to get rid of it wherever it is. But that is only Durabanan. The Rambam takes issue with this. The Rambam says explicitly this is not true. In Perek Dalet Halacha Beis of Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, the Rambam says, Halamata shachametz Yisrael im hinicho bershuso afilu tamun afilu bi'irach eretz afilu mufkad bi'agayim. Beferish against the Ramban. If my chametz is in a guy's house, hareze over mishum lo yira'eh v'lo yimatzei. That is the Rambam in Dalet Beis in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. So again, what exactly the Chinuch seems to be taking a stand by saying in my house, but he says kol shev reshuso. So it might be alluding to the Rambam that anywhere it is in my legal reshus in the world. Continues this Sefer HaChinuch, v'lav dafka sa'or shu machametz, and even though the pasuk says sa'or, which is yeast, it doesn't mean the item that makes other things chametz, du'a den l'chametz, even chametz itself, the sa'or v'chametz, chad hu l'inyan isuro, it is all one. There is a question that already the Gemara asks. How is this isser possible? We know chametz is asr bahana'a. Chametz is one of the many items in the Torah that we know you know how to get hana'ah from. It's asur b'hana'ah. And there are many rishonim that hold you can't own isuri hana'ah. Halachically, if I have a shor niskal, an ox that killed somebody, that shor niskal becomes asur b'hana'ah. If I have kilei akerim, if I have anything that's asur b'hana'ah, I ain zechiyah bi isuri hana'ah. Because using it is is part of usage. If I can't use it at all, if it's asur for me to use it, so then I lose bilus on it. So how is it possible to violate chametz? Pal Yerubay Yematzei, right? It's asur b'hana'ah, and it's only asur if it's in your reshus, but you can't. It's circular. So the Gemara says this is an exception to the rule. The Gemara says in two places, Psachim Davav Baba Kama Chavtes. The Gemara quotes the famous din of Rabbi Elazar. That's what it is in Psachim. In Rabbi Kama is Rabbi Elazar, the name of Rabbi Yishmael. So it's known as the din of Rabbi Yishmael. What is that din? Shnei dvarim einan bershuso shel adam va'asa nakasav ki'ilu ein bershuso. There are two things that really a person does not own. They're not his, but the Torah considers it as if it's his. Ve'elu ein. What are those two? Bar bershus harabim v'chametz mishei shalos v'lamala. A bar, if I dig a pin in the middle of the street. Why am I chayav for that bar? Right, one of the dalet avos to Zikin. Because it's in the street, it's not mine. The answer is the Torah considers it yours. You're responsible for it. So too, chametz on Pesach, even though really I might not be able to own it, but the Torah, it's enough ownable by you for you to violate by your Rabbi Yimatzi. That is the definition of the Isser. Okay, that's Msachim Davav. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch. As we spoke about the past couple of mitzvahs, so we remember all the nisim that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, as we mentioned by Karan Pesach. And to remember that the events happened as this, we had to go out very quickly, and therefore we didn't have time to bake our matzahs, and therefore we eat matzah, we can't have chametz even in our rishus, even if we're not going to eat it. Good. Dini ha-mitzvah. Some of the dinim that come up related to bal yimatzei, dini ha-mitzvah, kagon. Im hifkin chemso biyad acher madino. If I gave, the Gemara talks about, if I gave my chametz to somebody else to watch. O acherim biyado. The Gemara talks about, we're not going to get into it, what level of shmira do I have to have in order to be chayiv in guarding your chametz? What if I made, is the shomer chinam enough? Or do you even need shoel? Do you have to be chayv in onsin? Gedev aveda, different levels the Gemara and the Rishonim talk about. V'chein chametz hektish biyado. And what if you have chametz of hektish in your hand? O shalak goy ba'achrayis, v'shalo ba'achrayis, all the different halachas. Let's speak about this for a moment, though. Chametz of hektish in my hand. Chametz of hektish. There's a very important Rashi. Rashi says in the beginning of Psachim, in the sugya that discusses the exclusion of hektish from Baal Yerubai Yimatzeh, the Gemara says on Daf Heyam Abayis that if somebody belongs to chametz of hektish, I do not violate. That's excluded. But Rashi adds in two words. Rashi on Heyam Abayis, avalataro eh. A guy's chametz I don't violate. Vishal gavoa or hektish im hikdisham lebedek habayis. If you give it for bedek habayis, what's Rashi saying here? There are two types of hektish. I could give something. I could create kedushas haguf. I want to give my animal. I have a cow. I say this animal is going to be a carbon. So I'm going to give an olas nedava. So that animal has what's called kedushas haguf, inherent kedusha. And there's other type. What if I want to give this table? I want to give this table to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with this table? They're going to sell it and get the money and use the money. So this table that doesn't have kedushas haguf, inherent value, is what's called kedushas damim, the value, or kedushas bedek habayis for temple upkeep. Those are two types of hektish and two types of ways that I can be makdish it. So ask the Achronim, what's Rashi saying here? Why does Rashi limit this Gemara? The Gemara says, if you have chametz of hektish, it doesn't belong to you, and you don't violate by Rabbi Yimatzeh. Comes along, Rashi says, no. That's only if you were makdish it bedek habayis. But if you're, it sounds like from Rashi, if you were makdish it kedushas haguf, so then you would violate. So why is that? This question is not only yes on the Rashi, it's yes on the Gemara itself. The Gemara Baba Kama, Dafayin Vav and Dafayin Test. If I steal an animal. I know, if I steal a set or a shor or a set, so the halacha is, parsim mishpatim, if I shecht it or I sell it afterwards, I'm chayav dal vehe. 4 and 5. What if I'm makdish it? Is that considered a sale? So that is a stira. There is a contradiction between two gemaras, 3 blot away from each other. Daf ayin vav, the gemara says, says the Gemara Daf Ayin Vav, giving somebody the hektish is not called a sale. It belongs to you before and afterwards. Daf Ayin Tes says the exact opposite. Meikar Tura Deruvin Vahacha Tura Deshimon. Right? If you're Makdashit, it is considered a sale. It's a Stira Gemara. It's a Tosfos. Tosfos is an obvious question. How do you answer the Stira? So Tosfos says the difference is Kachi Bedek Habayis or Kachi Aguf. If you're Makdashit Kachi Bedek Habayis, that is called a sale. If you're Makdashit Kachi Aguf, it is not called a sale. What's the beer hadavar? So this here Reb Chaim comes in. Reb Chaim steps in, and this is in the Grach al Hashas, it's in Reish Bem Tes, says Reb Chaim, Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim isn't just different in the result. One has inherent Kedusha, and one has the value Kedusha, but it's different in the mechanism how it works. Says Reb Chaim, Kedushas Bedek Habai, is this table, you know how I make this table Hakdasha? I give it the status, dini mumminus, of hektish. This table first legally becomes belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Once that's true, memela kedusha falls on it. But inherently, it is a dini mumminus transaction. I change this to bilus of hektish. And then it gets the kedusha. But says Reb Chaim, if I'm makdish my animal, kedusha's haguf, it's still mine. But I have the power to be makdish it directly and imbue it with kedusha. Inherently, it didn't change, dini mumminus. It's still legally mine, but it has kedusha now. So ironically, even though you might say the Kedushas HaGuf is a stronger Kedusha, but it's the one that I could do, and I do directly. So says Reb Chaim, that's the difference of the Gemara. That's the Pshat of Tosfos. If your Mavzah Shekhtash HaBedek HaBayis, that is called a Mechira. If it's Kedushas HaGuf, it's not called a Mechira. But that's also the Pshat in Rashi, in Psachim, in our Gemara. Because why does Rashi limit it to Bedek HaBayis? Because only Bedek HaBayis is legally not mine. By Kedusha HaGuf, it's still mine. It has a lot of Kedusha, but it's still mine. So I would violate, if I had Chametz of Kedusha HaGuf, of Hekdesh, says Reb Chaim, says Rashi. Reb Chaim explains it, that it also has Kedushas, it also has Kedushas HaGuf. Just one more, it's a big sugya, but one more raya that Reb Chaim brought, that to Ishita, it's Mefurish. Be Mefurish, the Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Erechin, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, where the Rambam says, if something already it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, could I add to it? If something is already Bedek HaBayis, could I make a Kedushas HaGuf? Or vice versa? So says Reb Chaim, if it has Kedushas HaGuf, you can make the Bedek HaBayis also. Meaning, what would you do? You'd have to give this animal, and you'd have to give the value of the animal too. But if it's Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, you cannot make it Kedushas HaGuf. Why? Says the Rambam, ain't on the Makdash Dover She'enu Shalo. You can't be mocked for something that's not yours. It's not yours. What, Kedushas HaGuf is yours? The answer is yes. Bedek HaBayis is not yours because you changed the status of Dini Mamonis. But Kedushas HaGuf, it is still yours. That's Mefurish in the Rambam in Hilchas Erechin. Okay, but that is all very important for this halacha of Chametz Hekdesh Biado. Based on that Rashi, Reb Chaim said there's only one type of Hekdesh, not the other one. Continuing, V'din, so all these halachas are quoted here in the Chinuch, V'din gai ilaim, shehifki lo chametz, a guy who forced you to take chametz, V'din tarobas chametz, the mixtures of chametz, if you violate, that B'Hashem we will get to in tomorrow's shir, that's about not eating anything that has a mixture of chametz in it, V'apash ifsha, what if bread starts becoming moldy, at what stage is it not called bread anymore, so all that is mevuar in the first couple of prakim of Pesachim. Continuing, V'noheges b'zacharim in a kevis, and the mitzvah applies to both men and women. Right, women are obligated in all those essays. So men and women, b'chol makom v'chol zman, anywhere. The Menchas Chinuch here asks an interesting question in Os Yud Zayin. Men and women are included. What about avadim kenaniim? Usually, Eved Kenani goes with women. Eved Kenani is mechuyev in all the mitzvahs that women are obligated in. The problem here is, asks the Menchas Chinuch, an Eved can't own anything. Kol ma shekana Eved kana rabo. And therefore, fine, a woman, maybe a woman who's not married. Or let's say a woman has something that the husband, even though we sell Mashakana Ishakana Baila, but there are ways that a woman can own things by herself. But what about an Eved? So maybe an Eved should not be included in this. An Eved, it's impossible for an Eved to own it, so therefore an Eved can never be over. Bal Yimatzei. Is this an exception to the rule? It's one of those Averas that only apply to men and women and not to Avadim? So says the Menchas Chinuch, he doesn't think so. Because we find many examples, and we'll get back to this B'ez Hashem again later as well, by Chametz, even if something is not fully legally yours, if it is what's called Matsui Biyadcha, that's enough. That's enough. So if a master gives an Eved something, even though the Eved doesn't really own it legally, but if the master gave it to him, that's enough. Says the Menchas Chinuch, Mikol Makom, the last four lines of that paragraph, Kivan Sheyesh Lo Rishus Lecho O L'Hishtamish Bo, if I could eat it or use it, Davar Shenosi Lo Amanas Kein, Havi Matsi Biyado, that's good enough, because that's Sarachian. That's his possibility, that maybe an Eved is obligated in as well. Continuing, well, over 11, Imsa Chametz Bereshus. So, if I find Chametz in my Reshus, Bemezid Avar Ashnei Lavid. If I did it Bemezid, I violate two Averis. Bishum Bal Yira Ubal Yimatze. We'll get to that one. Viloke Kozman Shasabo Maisa. As he said earlier as well, I would violate and get Malkus if I did an action. Kigon, which we said yesterday, 2 days ago, which is difficult for the Sefer HaChinuch's own Shita, where he says elsewhere, many places, that if you could do, we said this at the end of Mitzvah Test, 2 days ago, if you could do a Mitzvah, an Aveira, without a Maisus, then even if you did a Maisa, you wouldn't get Malkus. For some reason, the Pesach Halakas seem to be different. So here he says, if you did a Maisa, so then you would get Malkus. How do you do a Maisa? How do you violate this Aveira with a Maisa? He gives an example. What if you made Chametz? You made chametz, you made bread, and you left it in your house. Or you bought chametz and you put it into your house. You'd violate. The Menachas Chinuch again points out, interesting, the Chinuch does not mention you had to do this on Pesach. Do you have to buy it on Pesach? What if you bought it before Pesach and you have it on Pesach? What if you baked it before Pesach? Is that good enough? The Chinuch doesn't say shachimitzisa b'Pesach, laka chametz b'Pesach. If you look at the Rambam says, kana chametz b'Pesach. The Chinuch doesn't say that. So it sounds like, the Menchazana points out, and this is a big sugi in the Achronim, when I come to define a lav sheyesh bo maisa, is it good enough that an action is connected to it, even if the action originally itself wasn't an avera? Like here, you baked chametz before Pesach, and then you left it here. Is that good enough to call this a lav sheyesh bo maisa, to link up to the earlier act, or not? Maybe that's good for the machlokas here, the chinuch and the Rambam. The chinuch says it's good enough to do it before Pesach, because you can link back up to that maisa, and you get malchus. And the Rambam would say otherwise. Where else did we say this? There's another example where this came up. It came up, those who learned Daf Yomi, it came up a week and a half ago in the Daf Yomi. The Gemara talks about the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says on Daf Samach Dalet in Avodah Zarah, if I have Kilayim in my Rishus, and I am Mekayim Kilayim, I leave it there. I realize it and I leave it there. Rabbi Akiva says you get Malchus. Get Malchus? How could you get Malchus? It's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. How could you get Malchus? So sometimes some Rishonim say, oh, it means you put up a fence to protect it. Okay, you put up a fence. But not every, that's not what the Gemara says. Rashi in one place says you put up a fence. But in the other place, Rashi says, no, you just think about it. You leave it there. So explains the Beis HaLevi, the same Yisod as Isman Chaschanach. The Beis HaLevi in Chelek Aleph, Simin Lamed Hei, Os Yud Gimel, says the Beis HaLevi, the original planting was the Maisa. So right now you're Mekayim, but that could link back to the original planting and could be considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa. So that is an important ha'ara that the Minchas Chinuch has here if you're medayig very carefully in the language of the Chinuch. But obviously, he says, if you didn't do any kind of action, you just have chametz in your house, you don't get any malchus because of lav sheyesh bo maisa. Good. A couple of points now in the Minchas Chinuch going back. Back in Os Aleph. Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph discusses the issue, when does the Isser Bal Yerba Yematzi start? We know the Isser of eating chametz, is 7 days, but even on Erev Pesach, certain halachos kick in. Or certain halachos kick in of Isser Achilas or Anah, Doraisa from Chatzos, and Rabbanan even an hour or two before that. So, what about Bal Yerba Yematzi? When does Bal Yerba Yematzi start? So that is a machlokas we shown him. The Minchas Chinuch quotes that machlokas in Os Aleph, Nir Midevei Rava Machaber, Ulakaman Mitzvachaf. The here, the Chinuch doesn't mention anything about Erev Pesach. So he seems to say that in Erev Pesach, there's no Bal Yira. Maybe there's an Isser Achila, Isser Hana, but there's no Bal Yira by Yematzeh. That's what the Chinuch seems to say. It starts at night, and the Ravid as well. But if you look, other Rishonim, Rashi and Baba Kama and others say, no, you violate even on Erev Pesach. You violate even on Erev Pesach. He points out that machlokas. What might be behind that machlokas? Why would you say, the Gemara doesn't talk about it. So why would you say Bal Yira by Yematzeh starts earlier on Erev Pesach or not? So the question that Achronim bring up, but it's really the roots of it are in the Rishonim, is we know on Pesach there are three Yisurim. You can't eat chametz, you can't get benefit from chametz, and you can't have chametz in your house. So the question is, are they linked at all? Is the Isser of having chametz in my house linked to the Isser of eating? If yes, then it could be that right when the Isser of eating kicks in, then along with it has to go the Isser of Bal Yira Bal Yematzeh. Because if they're connected. If they're not connected, if they're three different Isurim, then no. Then the Isra of eating can start before the Isra of having it in your house. So that might be behind this issue of when the Isra of Bal Yerba Yematzi starts. It also might be mefurish the issue in Meseches Beitza. Meseches Beitza, there is a machlokes. What is the shear of Bal Yerba Yematzi? Is it a kezias? Is it a kezias? Or is it larger than a kezias? Is it a koseves? Or the Gemara talks about it here. In Beit Zadaf Zayinim Abayis. So the Gemara says, Makipligi Linyan Biur, the Machloka B'Shamay Beis Hillel, about what is the shear of Chametz and Sa'ar. So what is the issue about? The Gemara says, B'Shamay Savri Lo Yafinam Biur Me'achila, or B'Shamay Savri Yafinam Biur Me'achila. Do you learn, do you compare Biur, having to get rid of it, Bal Yira B'Yimatzei, from Achila, from eating? Do you say that they're linked? There's a very famous Ran, we'll talk about this again, Bezrat Hashem, when we talk about Lo Yira'eh, this topic. The Ran says on the first page in the Ran in Psachim, that Bal Yira B'Yimatzei is an Isser D'Oraisa, so you don't come to eat it. It's what we call a Siyag D'Oraisa. So the Ram is beforehand that they're linked. But that could be the issue of when it starts. That could be the issue of how much is it. And that also might be the issue of, is there an issue of Chatzi Shir by Rabbi Yematzeh? What if I have a half a Kezias in my house? Do I violate? So, in Oz Beis, the Minchas Chinuch quotes Achronim, the Shagas Aryeh, in Simin Pei Aleph, Shagas Aryeh says, this is the Shagas Aryeh's Yisod, there is only Chatzi Shir by Yisurei Achila. Yisur Achila, I can't eat a half a kazayas of treif. I can't eat half a kazayas of any Yisur Achila. Why? Because the whole svara that we hold of in Gemara Yuma for Chati Shir is what's called Chazilid Sarufei. It's combinable. I eat this now. I eat another thing in 5 minutes from now, so it's going to combine. Says the Shagasari that svara only applies by Yisur Achila. Because what you did at T1 could become problematic. And if you finish it at T2, so T1 is also problematic. But let's say Bali Rabbi Yimatze, you have a half a kazayas. What's Chazilid Sarufei? Because you might get another kazayas? But that T1, when you only have half a kazayis, you didn't do anything wrong then. Later, when you get a kazayis, then it'll be a problem. But that's not chazal starufei. Chazal starufei is only if it starts at the beginning time. So therefore, the Shagasari says there is no isra of chati shir. You can have a half a kazayis in your house. Midal raisa. But other Rishonim already, and some Rishonim agree to this, but there is a Maharam Chalava in Psachim Daf Memhei, which says beferish. There is an isra of chati shir b'bal yira b'yimatze. And you know what he says? Why? Because it's linked to the Isser Achila. If the Isser Achila is Chatzi Shir, there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir, so to buy your Rabbi Yimatze. Again, another example of a connection, an issue that hinges on this, hinges on the Chakira of is there a connection between the Isser of your Rabbi Yimatze and the Isser of Achila. When it starts, Chatzi Shir, what about the regular Shir? One final point related to our, two final points related to our topic, and that is number one, in Oz Hey, the Menachas Chena quotes a big chiddush. He says, if somebody is mafkir chametz, ubeinyan chametz shel hefker, nirali lechora, tebe chametz shel hefker, you abaylam over malav. Wow. My mafkir, your chametz, the previous owner will violate. Why would they violate? Because there's a Rambam Menachas Nedarim. Huge topic. Hefker. Is hefker a unique halachic mechanism, or is it just a fancy form of a neder? A neder. I am being noder myself not to own this anymore. It doesn't work as a neder. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Beis Yudalit, which seems to say that it works midin neder. If that's true, so at any moment, I could be shoel on my neder. I could retract my neder. I could go to a chacham, afaras nedarim. So if that's true, it's still connected to me. So this is a big topic. You can look at the Ksos and Siman Reishai and Gimel, where he talks about, is Hefker Midin Neder? Is Hefker just a halachic mechanism of Hakna'a? And I never saw this before. Maybe it exists by other Sfarim. The Magid Mishnah has a Hakdama to Sefer Kinyan. I looked in a few of the other Sfarim. I didn't see any Hakdama that he ever had to one of the Sfarim of the Rambam. But he has a separate Hakdama to Sefer Kinyan. And there he says, what's Hilchas Mechira about? What's Hilchas Zechiyum Matana about? So he says, Hilchas Chiyum Matana, talks about the halachas of Hefker. Hefker, he says, Hatokas Dover Mirishus Echa Lirishus Acher, V'yesha Afilu Belo Das Acheris Makne, Kizochem in a Hefker. If I pick something up from Hefker, I'm not getting it from anybody, says the Magen Mishnah. I'm getting it from Hefker. It's not what's called Das Acheris Makne. The Ksos, right there in Reish Ayin Gimel, says, according to some Rishonim, Hefker is Das Acheris Makne. Meaning, if I pick something up from Hefker, it's as if the guy who previously owned it is giving it to me, in a certain sense. So that is a big discussion, but the Minchas Chinuch says, if you're Machmir, if you assume by Hefker that it's Midin Neder, you can run into problems if you're just Machmir or Chametz. Yes, Bittul. Bittul is a form of Hefker, but maybe Bittul is your unique form of Hefker that Tosos have to say if you say that Bittul is Hefker. One final point, and then we'll stop. In Os Yud, the Minchas Chinuch talks about one of his pet topics, which he talks about many, many times, and that is, what if I'm Kona Chametz from my friend using a Kinyan Durabanan? Do I violate Bal Yerabai Yimatzei D'Oraisa? So he talks about this in the mitzvah of Kiddush. He talks about it in many mitzvahs. And that is the issue. Do the Rabbanan have the power to create mechanisms that have D'Oraisa effects? So that is an issue. If you hold Kinyan, this one of the Girsos in the Rambam, the beginning of Tokas Ishus, Kinyan Kesef is only D'Rabbanan. What, is he only married D'Rabbanan if you use Kesef? Right, Kesef Midivri Sofrim? The answer is no. You're married D'Oraisa. So you might be able to use a D'Rabbanan mechanism and achieve a Chalos D'Oraisa. So he says here too, this issue would relate to that larger topic. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Ezrat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Okay, tonight also there's an Ian Shear related to the DAF on the OU website, Eim Avat Linus Lechatchila, and the Parsha Shear as usual, tomorrow night.